Welcome to our Scholar Athlete of the Month by Service Master. For January, we are honoring Coleman senior Ty Klopf. Ty, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Ty, a senior over at Coleman that plays football and basketball and quarterback for the football team, and saw a lot of highlights and saw that you've been doing a lot of camps this summer. So how's the football career going for you?
It's going pretty good. I improved a lot from my junior to my senior year. Started to get some recruiting and stuff like that.
And also looking at the academic side, someone who has basically a 3.8 GPA, how do you balance a two-sport athlete while also keeping like a high GPA?
I feel like I do better when I'm busy. So just sticking with three sports, actually. So it just makes it easier to do schoolwork and to play sports.
Yeah, I'm someone as well who likes to keep busy and thinks that helps drive. When you slow down, it lets you be lazier, I think. So yeah, I totally understand the the more busy, the higher the drive to continue to do everything else. So a three sport athlete, high GPA, getting some recruiting offers. Saw you were doing camps with CMU, with Northwood, with Western. Is football the one that you would want to go into?
Right now, I think it's the way to go just because of how much I've improved and how much I look better in that sport compared to others. But if somehow basketball can get me to where I want to go, I'll take it.
And on basketball side, a point guard, has there been something in basketball that you've enjoyed more than football?
I can say just it being much faster. Like football, you have time in between plays, but with basketball, it's constantly going up and down the court and just fast paced.
So with playing multiple sports through your high school career, and you've got about one semester left of your high school career before graduating in May, what has been some of your favorite moments on the gridiron or on the court?
I think my best memory was just winning our senior night this year and homecoming. And for basketball, I think it's just being able to do good against these Class B teams and constantly be improving, even though we might not, our record might not show it, we are improving throughout the season right now.
So to you, it comes down to development a little bit more than the wins and losses sometimes?
Right now, our motto is, right, even though we would love to have the record of winning it a lot, I think right now our motto is mainly getting ready for March, getting ready for districts.
And I also saw that you won a Junior Business Student of the Year award. Can you tell me a little bit about that as well?
So I have, through our school, I have this program. We have this program for students to go to other schools to take classes based on careers. So I go over to Dow High and I do their business classes over there. And last year I was able to be nominated for Dow High's Junior Business Student of the Year, along with Courtney Fisher, I believe.
And I believe that comes with a scholarship to Northwood.
$2,000 annual scholarship.
That's a good scholarship to a business school as well. So yeah. Is that something you would want to go into career-wise?
Yeah. Yeah, right now business looks like the career path for me.
Well, I don't think there's anything else really, unless there's something else you want to touch on.
Nope. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Thanks, man. Thanks for being here.